FYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, if you'll take the chorus stop. Transformers!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TFYLP, Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 257, recorded August 5th, 2017. I am your host, Ron Land, a.k.a. Weird Wolf. Along with me this evening is Megamus. And he's having issues already. I'm going to slap him. Just slap him. Slap him hard. Yeah. He don't know what's going on. He was working just a minute ago. Now he needs to unmute his mic. He's miming us. That's what he's going to do the rest of the podcast. He's just going to mime.
Yeah, considering what he's probably planning on saying, that may not be a bad thing.
Probably not. And that lovely radio voice that you just heard is the ever-present Headmaster Don.
Hello, everybody.
I'm back.
Yes.
Oh, there
yes.
We go.
He's back in the saddle again.
Yeah, he said he'd be back.
Yeah. Baby got back?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Back in front.
Back in
and
black?
Front. And front back. Back in front.
Business in the front, party in the back.
Oh.
Ooh, come on now. PG. PG.
No, a mullet. That's how you describe a mullet.
No, if you don't want,
right.
Then
taste.
If he tasteful, wants, please. Brett, if he wants to go above PG, he needs to go two for the pinker, one for the stinker. There,
and
we are 5 minutes. We are less than 5 minutes into the episode, and we have made Headmaster Don. We have made Headmaster Don facepalm already. He is turning red.
Yeah. Captain Picard would be proud of me right now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Don, did you find my statement shocking?
Shut up.
I found it
shut it.
Repulsive, you know.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah. Anyway, movie, don't be a Richard. Don't be a Richard.
Don't be a Richard.
Oh,
don't be a Richard.
Here it goes.
Well, as always,
remember, I have a Massey. Remember, I have a Massey. I'm not afraid to use him.
Oh, he's going to throw his pussy at me. Daggone it.
Stop.
This is what Duran is like on 4 hours of sleep, people.
Yes.
Look,
yes.
When we go in with like minimal topic and minimal preparation, this is what happens.
I'm punchy
today.
This is it. 4 hours of sleep. I worked third shift, and I worked all night last night. Came home, got 4 hours of sleep. Was trying to get at least 7 because we had a Kentucky Transformers meetup today. And my downstairs neighbor decided to start playing music very loudly about 6 a.m.
Yeah, but was it good music?
No.
Well, no, that's when you break out the 86 soundtrack and put on the touch.
No. I was more than angry. I felt like going downstairs and doing a Terminator on his door.
Don't be a Richard.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, I got like 4 hours of sleep. I wound up getting like 4 hours of sleep. I got up because, well, I couldn't sleep. And
I got 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
Well, then I went to the meetup, which, you know, we had a great turnout today, and everybody that was there, you know, if you're listening, it was great seeing you there. We had a few new people that I hadn't personally met before. Seems like I'd seen them at BotCon or something, but I wasn't quite sure. But it was great seeing them.
Some of us had to work. That's
yeah,
all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, you just copped out on us. But
I did.
Yes. I'm just full of puns today, aren't I?
You're full of something.
Pun holes, yeah.
Yeah.
Full
of something. But yeah, we were at Boomba's Pizza in Louisville, Kentucky. No, Brian Kilby is a huge fan of that place. Jason Tate, he took you guys there for BotCon, I think, back whenever they were in Louisville. And we went there today and got some toys, got some good toys. I picked up Masterpiece movie Bumblebee, which kind of leads into our topic later on tonight. And I also picked up KFC's King Gorilla, the ape face. Haven't had a chance to transform either of them yet, but they are absolutely phenomenal in appearance. This ape face, I'm blown away by it. And the great thing about it is that I don't know if you can see on camera there, the tech spec decoder inside the chest for the head actually works. So yeah, you can do that. Well, let me stick it in there. It's a little hard there.
What she said.
Yeah, the tech spec thing works. If you take the head off, there's like a little thing that covers up the hole that the head sticks in. You know, Brett, I'm trying to be clean here, but you know, some of us have a dirty mind, and it's not me at this moment. So I'm just saying, you know, just chill.
I got nothing.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
That's what she said. But anyway,
no, that's not what she said. Actually, she was talking about the head in the hole, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, but anyway, it's a great figure.
It's a good figure.
Well, let me ask you this much. Since we're talking about that figure and we're trying to keep it clean, what mode are you going to display him in?
Robot. I almost always display them in robot.
Now, I am 100% robot mode on all my Transformers except for that one. And it's because I thought the ape mode was so funny looking. I had to... And that's what I have.
I like it. Check this out. The robot head, just turn it around. And he's got a gorilla head.
It's over with there. Well, transform it into gorilla mode so people can see it just throughout the show.
Well, and I'm not going to do
really,
that.
Really, really good transformation.
A lot of clicking and everything.
I love it. And the other thing is you can take him. And you can put him on in gorilla mode. You can put him in two, you know, just on 2 feet, and you can put his hands out. You can put him on 3, whatever. Very, very stable in that mode. I guess impressed.
I guess you could say it's the gorilla of your dreams.
Yes, yes. And I you know what? He actually sticks really good, kind of like Gorilla Glue.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you want to glue a gorilla?
Well, so it stays there.
Ah. Yeah. Well, Duron picked up Masterpiece Bumblebee, and yesterday I was able to get MPM04 Masterpiece Optimus. So I was able to pick that up at my local Toys R Us, which I'm looking forward to opening it up along with some other things I've bought recently.
I'm really pleased with the car mode, but we'll get to that later. Yeah. Then last week, after the show, I think it was on Sunday, might have been Monday, I picked up Titans Return, Titan class Trypticon. And, you know, while Weird Wolf will always be my favorite character, I think I have a new favorite toy right now. And I can't stop messing with Trypticon. I got lucky and got one without any of the QC issues. The hips are fine on mine. The chest isn't warped at all. I think it really had a lot to do with some of the early release ones, all the issues. So if you possibly got yours from an overseas seller or something other, that might have been the issue. But some of the ones that came over on the, as you said before, Show Dawn, on the slow boat, it's possible that those don't have the same issues. But I haven't had to alter mine in any way.
Now, I heard that the problems with it were kind of minuscule, but still, you know, enough. You know, you're paying that much for a toy. You really don't want the bugs. You know, you want all the bugs worked out.
I wouldn't call the leg snapping off minuscule.
Really? Because all the ones I heard were about the joints.
Well, as far as Trypticon goes,
yeah.
I've heard of the plastic X that is in that leg assembly that the Ratchet works with,
right,
has actually broken the plastic inside the leg, and the leg has just come off.
Now, my understanding is, and I don't know if you wanted to get into this or not, but we're already into it, is that the spring was kind of too tight. Mm-hmm. I know that a couple of the other online stores, they showed ways of fixing it, this, that, and the other, taking it apart, kind of stretching it out or doing whatever, and putting it back together. It was fine. Some people actually said to cut the spring and all that. But my understanding was it was just that the spring was a little too strong. Is that my understanding,
yeah, right? Yeah, that's the base, but I mean, I've heard of people, I've read online, I don't have Trypticon, I don't plan on getting them, unless it shows up at Ollie's for $40. I just have no
You know desire. What, that was my point too. Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
Yeah, but that's what I've heard.
You won't be disappointed when you get him, I'm just saying.
Well, I have two big things coming already that I...
Yeah. Shut up!
So,
stop it!
But anyway, yeah, it's... So hopefully if you've got Trypticon and you're... Take a look at your fixes, you know, ask on Twitter, everybody, check with your Facebook friends, you know, just because that's a lot of money that we really shouldn't be having these issues. Like, another issue was Masterpiece, the Optimus I picked up, MPM 04. There's some panel line issues. There's from basically the hood won't line up. There's gaps in the windows, and the smokestacks won't line up. There are several people with fixes out there. I know MGO has some fixes out there. Wotaku Fighter on YouTube has some fixes as well. Although his fixes do require a little bit of cutting into the plastic to make some tolerance rooms.
Now, that's what I was going to ask you about, because, I mean, I looked at just because when Trypticon first came out and everyone was going all nuts about it, I looked at it, and I got to admit, it's got a nice little G1 feel to it, so I was kind of intrigued. And then I heard about the issues. And then all of a sudden, I started seeing all the fixes and everyone talking about cutting this, doing that. And then I found one company that said that all you have to do is this, this, and this, and there's no cutting or anything required, and that seemed to fix it. Point being is anyone that's got these issues, even with any of these new toys, rather than going to the first YouTube link you see or whatever, and it causes you to, you know, manipulate your toy or just damage it or whatever.
Consensus of opinion. There's more. Yeah, yeah, right. See if you can find some consensus of opinion. It's sort of a shame we have these problems with the $150 Titans Return figure. It's a shame they even exist in the first place, but it happens. I mean, you know, at least there's fixes out there for it.
It happens, but you know, I'm leaning toward the camp that it was just a small batch of them. You know, like you said, some of the earlier produced ones. And some of the ones that came over, I guess, on the boats and were produced a little bit later, they don't seem to have the issues. And I've been hearing that a lot lately too, is that people starting to actually get really good ones now. Yes. If I had to complain about anything on the toy, I wish the knee joints had slightly tighter ratchets, so it can hold a pose a little bit better. But because given how heavy the toy is, I mean, he's a good, I'm wanting to say a good 5 pounds without weighing him. He's a good chunk of plastic. So if you want to put him in a dynamic pose, you've really gotta wrestle with him a little bit. But he will hold it once you get him there. But you just got to find that right balance. If he's the least little bit off balance, kind of like Metroplex, he'll collapse at the knees. But that's given. I mean, he's a very, very large toy. He's at least, I'm wanting to say he's about 2 feet long. So I mean, he's enormous. If you were watching the video, I've got him in the display case right behind me, and he like barely fits in there. He will not fit in a Detolf if there's anybody that has that question. So if you have an IKEA Detolf, he will not fit in one. Period.
Well, the main thing is just, you know, if you're going to fix him, don't go tripping over yourself.
Don't be tripping. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be tripping. Don't be tripping on Tripticon. Yeah. Just take your time and do your research, and the best of luck.
Yeah.
So many bad puns.
Oh, man. That's what we're good. That's what we're
good. If you don't expect that from me by now, where have you been?
F42, yes, bye, yo, go. Yes. Put them all together and you'll get a phrase. I got you.
The word salad tonight was brought to you by our sponsors.
Speaking of sponsors, our great sponsors, CapturePrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service, where you can save even more with the customer loyalty program. On orders of $150 or more, you can get free domestic shipping. And if you're an international purchaser, you can get discounted shipping if you purchase anything $150 or more. CapturePrey.com, great toys, great prices, great service. Also, Mega Toy Fan, you can maximize your collection while minimizing your cost. Unless he's going to HasCon, then you could minimize your collection while maximizing your cost. But Mega Toy Fan, you can find all your vintage toy needs, especially at popular robot and toy conventions year-round, such as TFCon and the recently passed Pete's Robot Convention. So check that out. He's on Facebook. You can just search Mega Toy Fan, and I'm sure you will find him. If you are into really awesome t-shirts, you can check out RippedApparel.com. They have a lot of good Transformer-related t-shirts there. And even if you don't buy a Transformer-related t-shirt from Ripped Apparel, whether you buy a coaster, a hoodie, a poster, whatever, on your checkout, where it says promo code there, enter in TFYLP pod, and it will save you 10% on your order at RippedApparel.com. And most importantly, if you really enjoy what we do here on TFYLP and love to see us continue, it helps us pay the bills and server fees and stuff. Down there at the bottom of the screen is a link to our Patreon page at patreon.com/TFYLP. You can donate a little bit each month to help us keep going. Brett is pointing down at the top of Don's head, I guess because he has a cowlick or something or other. I'm not sure. Don's like, huh? I don't have a cowlick. I don't have any hair.
The link's down there somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the orange down there on the bottom screen. There. But yeah, patreon.com/TFYLP. We want to thank everybody who continues to support us each and every month. It's without your help, we couldn't continue. So thank you from the bottom of our heart. But tonight's episode, I kind of alluded to it earlier. We're going to be talking about, and I hate Bixby, daggone it. I hate, if you have a Galaxy S8 phone or a new Galaxy phone, Bixby sucks. I hate it. Anyway. I love the phone, but I hate Bixby. Masterpieces. Don had a great idea before we went live. I was looking for topics to talk about tonight. You know, the movie Masterpiece line, I've got Masterpiece movie Bumblebee here. I haven't had a chance to transform it, but I did mess with the robot mode at the meetup today, and it was pretty good. There's a few issues with it that I didn't care for. I don't like the back of the door panels on the back of the doors, or the back window panels. That's kind of a issue for me. But anyway, the movie line has started up, a Masterpiece subline. And
well, actually it recontinued, actually, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a movie Masterpiece in Japan. There was the Starscream and the, was it the Revenge of the Fallen Prime?
No, Bumblebee.
Was it? Oh, yeah, that big giant, yeah. Ultimate Bumblebee thing.
Yeah.
Which that I one. Don't know if that would classify as a masterpiece, but hey.
Yeah. Now, the Starscream might.
Yeah.
That Starscream is a pretty interesting toy. It's got some really great engineering in it. So that I can give it to them on that one anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good. But as far as American or North American releases, this is the first time we've seen the official movie Masterpiece line. Right now, you can get Prime and Bumblebee. I think Barricaded and is Barricade's coming, isn't he?
I've heard rumors.
I would assume Barricade's coming. Maybe one of the Megatrons and possibly Starscream. I plan on getting a Barricade if they come out with it, just to go with this Bumblebee. But you know, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm not a movie toy fan. I'm not a movie aesthetic fan. So it was really hard for me to jump on board with the movie Masterpiece line. But I can see the appeal. I know the movies have some of the the appeal for a lot of the fans. So because the movies are what got a lot of the fans back into the franchise.
And as we've mentioned before, the movies have dumped a ton of money into Hasbro of us getting things like Combiner Wars Skylynx,
mm-hmm.
That came out of nowhere. And a lot of, you know, we got the Generations RC, we get all the stuff that we would never have gotten without the movie money. So
yeah. Brett's sharing the Masterpiece Prime there.
Well, and I was going to ask, Don, you said you have this one?
Yes, yes. MPM 04 Optimus. I found it at my Toys R Us yesterday.
What was the price on that one?
$99.99.
It's $100. And okay, it's $100. Actually kind of small, isn't it? And he likes Voyager stuff. I was going
to ask you, how big is it compared to like a leader class?
If you look at, there's several people have already, especially in the Pacific Rim countries. This has already been out for about a couple of weeks, and there's several reviews out. It's about the same height as Revenge of the Fallen Leader Prime in robot mode. It's a little smaller in truck mode, but it is very close in size to the Revenge of the Fallen Optimus. It's a lot simpler as far as it's not simple for a masterpiece, but it's simpler than that Revenge of the Fallen version.
What do you think of it? Do you like it?
I got it yesterday on my lunch break, and I haven't any chance to dive into them.
Because I was looking at this, and I thought, well, if it was bigger and it was neater and everything, that I would go for it. But you're saying it's the same size as a leader class, which you can get for like $30.
Well, it's very close, but it's also not near as fiddly as that Revenge of the Fallen Optimus. As good as that Optimus looks, it is not a figure you sit down and in 5 or 8 or 10 minutes, you might can do it. And if someone can do that, you rock on with your bad self, because I did it twice and that was enough for me, because I am Optimus Prime. I know that. I am Optimus Prime. Yes, you've told me this. So, I mean, yes, I know who you are.
So what's your overall opinion of this? I think you're the only one of the three of us that actually have it, even though you haven't
opened it. Right. With the reviews I've seen, I like the way he looks. Again, if the fixes that were mentioned online, as I said, like MGO does have a way of getting the panels to line up, and the smokestacks in truck mode are fixable, but you have to cut a little. The plastic needs to be cut a little bit in certain places to allow the smokestacks more range to move into position. But then that will help them line up too. It just depends on, is getting that little bit of extra room worth it in vehicle mode to have your smokestacks line up perfectly? You know, something. Now the panels in the front is probably a lot more important for your aesthetics. I think it looks great. I went ahead and got it because, you know, I definitely wanted to.
Wait, it's got short smokestacks?
No, I think they do pull up. I think they pull up. That picture just doesn't have them that way. I'm doing it from memory, so I may be wrong.
Where did the panels not line up at?
Okay,
you said it was in truck mode, right?
Right. Looking at the picture that Duron is screen sharing now, the most common problem is that on the hood, the panels right there where the windshield meets the top of the hood would usually be a little wavy, and there would be a small gap between the bottom of the windshield and the hood itself.
Now, the funny part is I'm looking at this picture, and it has the same thing. There is a gap there. I'm using the cursor, and there's a gap right there. And you can actually see where the middle panel line, the middle panel and the two sides do not quite line up. I can see what you're saying.
But, again, as I said, there are several people out there with that have shown. Basically, you just have to do – instead of following the directions in the box – If you reverse a couple directions and do two other parts before you are supposed to do them, it ends up flushing a lot better. But like I said, you know, check out MGO on YouTube or your favorite viewer and see what they've got.
I have to say the colors on that do pop really well.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know what, if you took like Buster Prime, mm-hmm. you know, which is a really, really neat, and you gave him a nice metallic spray paint, I think it would be nicer than this one.
Honestly,
but that's just my opinion.
The only way I would ever rebuy this mold, which I have several versions of the Leader Optimus from Avenger of the Fallen, because I do think it's a beautiful toy. The only way I would rebuy this mold, if they give us the Night Watch colors like they did for 2007 Optimus, because
if they made it metallic like this, it would be nice.
Yeah,
nice and poppy. Yeah, because, make it pop.
That Night Watch Optimus is one of the most beautiful decorated toys they have ever done, period. And I think it would look really, you know, not Scourge, not Nemesis Prime, not Shattered Glass. I mean, they can run the whole gambit of figures with this mold. But they have not really done a true Night Watch Optimus since the 07 line.
Now, let me see if I can get this picture to load. No, never mind. There's a picture of one of them. And it looks really good, but I don't think it's correct. So I'm trying to find this. I'm also trying to find a nice Bumblebee picture when we get to Bumblebee. So, but my I'm just curious. I mean, if you had the opportunity to buy, let's say, and only because it's about the same price point, a Buster Prime or this one, would you pick this one over Buster, and why?
Well, I'll be honest, I've got the Toys R Us. I don't think the Toys R Us version they had a couple years ago, I don't think is real. It's not Buster Prime exactly, but I've got the actual Buster Prime when it came out in Japan. Hydra helped me get that. You know, our friend Hydra from BotCon. He helped me get that, and I really wouldn't rebuy this mold because I have enough of this themed Optimus, but I would like the Night Watch version. But with the Buster Prime being so expensive, if they maybe added some extra parts to get him closer to that, that would definitely be a good alternative for a lot of folks. Just not really something that would make me go, ooh, must buy again.
Now, Don, have you actually had a chance to mess with any of the movie Masterpiece figures? I mean, obviously, you said you own the new movie Prime, but you haven't opened it yet. Have you even done anything with the Bumblebee?
No, because I don't have him. Okay. He has not shown up in stores. I do have the American version of the Starscream from those first two, but nothing of not Bumblebee for 03, and then again with Prime with 04. So I'm hoping the next day I have off I can tear into him. It's just, you don't just sit down with a masterpiece and say in say 5 minutes you get it done. You need to take your time and you enjoy the transformation because it is so show accurate, movie accurate, screen accurate, however you want to say it. So I do up to tear into it as well, along with stuff like else I picked up like Leader Mex. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to having time to sit down with him.
I know I told you this, and it's something we noticed at the hold it up there if you don't mind, Don. We mentioned at the meetup. If you look real close at Leader Mex, at the face that he has on there, I swear it looks like he ripped a nasty big fart and he's waiting for you to smell it. Just look at that figure and think that, and you'll be
of
like,
of course he's evil. Yeah. Of course he's evil.
Of course, fart jokes. Why not?
But
hey, not? 4 hours but sleep. Four hours.
4 hours long. But as far as the movie masterpiece line, what I would like to see, other than what this barricade might look like, is one of my favorite characters from the movie is Sideswipe. And my favorite version of Sideswipe is the sidearm version, which I think gives you lose those real long door panels. You give him some guns, and the way they remolded the feet makes him a little bit more stable. And let's be honest, the Human Alliance Sideswipe was not that good. So I would like to see the sidearm version of Sideswipe get a masterpiece kind of look. And you can include the blades with him. So that way you can have him displayed either with the weapons or you can have him as a swordsman, whichever way you would want. That's what I like to see because there's just not that many movie figures or characters that it's like with the Crosshairs in the last movie. I like what they were trying to do with the doors being the cape, but the execution at that point was so lackluster on how it wound up looking.
That would be a good use. A lot of Transformer toys lately, and that Leader Megs you just held up there a moment ago actually has it. But a lot of the figures lately has been having a lot of the rubbery bits on them. I think if there was a way to like tuck it away in his car mode, but in robot mode, have a movie masterpiece Crosshairs have that rubbery bit, like a faux car back or whatever it is, draped down where it has that flowing and it can move. Mm-hmm. I think that would work.
Yeah, I mean, you could have maybe...
Never thought I'd actually ask for a rubbery bit on Transformers.
But. Yeah. But, for example, his car doors could be behind him, like, up top. But inside the doors, you would have that flexible material that you could maybe pull down. Like say it slides together in stages, and you would just pull it straight down, and then you could angle it out. So you've got some soft goods there to give you that cape look.
Mm-hmm.
But it would collapse back into the doors for vehicle mode.
Yeah.
But I
tell you what, if the first movie had the best characters to me, and I would love to see their masterpiece take on an Ironhide, and maybe a Jazz. I think those two would look phenomenal too.
I was actually thinking about that, and I was thinking in my head, who would I like? And I thought I would like Ironhide, but I thought
the leader one.
What was the big one they did? I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, the leader class. What I've got that one.
Wasn't that overly simplistic though?
But still, the actual. I thought once he was in robot mode, I thought it looked pretty good. I mean, I did. I thought it looked. I was happy with it.
Yeah. So there's now, and I'll be honest. As far as Jazz goes, I am perfectly happy with the Human Alliance Jazz. I am perfectly happy with that one. I really would not see, I couldn't see a masterpiece doing that much of a better job to make you rebuy the figure for the $79 or $89 that level would run like Bumblebee. A figure like Sideswipe or Crosshairs that either needed a new version or was a new version. I could see, but
well, I agree with the Ratchet. I thought how many different versions of Ratchet did they do? They didn't do a leader class, did they?
They basically just remolded the same toy over a few times, right. Didn't they?
So I think it needs to be a little bigger and not so much. I never liked his arms. His arms were always, you know, the side of the truck, you know, mm-hmm. very big and everything. They could have done, you know, folding panels and everything on a masterpiece, and I think it would be really good. I just think that one definitely needs. It'd be prime for a masterpiece. No pun intended. But yeah, it was.
Yeah,
this is a punny show.
You know, the problem is with the Decepticons. You know, there's not many Decepticons I can see. Again, ignoring the whole Japan doesn't like villains kind of thing. Just ignoring that for the most part.
Right, right. That's why I'm surprised we got Barricade, honestly.
Yeah. Well, Barricade, you know how we always talked about how certain, like, Shrapnel, Bombshell, Kickback, Thundercracker, Skywarp, Starscream, you've got Battle Trap and Flywheels, how there are some subsets that you need all the characters.
Right.
Barricade and Bumblebee kind of go together in this weird.
They do.
This movie, you got to have one without the other. I mean, you need,
right,
you need
right,
them both.
But you do know that the majority of our masterpiece line comes from the whims of the Japanese public, to where if what they want, and like you said, you know, they're not really, you know, villain oriented. I was surprised we got one, but I tell you, I'm out of all of them, that's the one I'm really, really wanting. I mean, can't wait for that one.
You've got characters like I picked up. I have bought a metric crap ton lately that I probably shouldn't have, but Eric, one of our friends on RFC split a case with me, and I got Nitro Zeus, and he got Scorn. So I'm not sure if they would do a jet in that size for Masterpiece, but Nitro Zeus is getting a lot of people like his design, and he is a Titan Master technically, because you can pull his head off and replace it with like say Cogman. You know, that's going to be a thing. But you know, there's just not many Decepticons I can think of that would be. You know, Starscream's dead. The Decepticons
still. I'm on the fence about that because they kind of already did a masterpiece of him, but they kind of didn't. What would they do? Just a deco?
Yeah. And the Decepticons in this last movie were on the screen for that. And so, there's really no sense in wasting a mold for, except maybe Nitro Zeus again. There's just not many Decepticons. I mean, a masterpiece Dark of the Moon Megatron. Because up until this Megatron, the Dark of the Moon was most everybody's favorite.
Yeah. And this is the I can't remember which one this was called.
Back to the rubbery bit thing, Dark of the Moon Megatron, the Voyager Megatron, had the best use cape, of that too. The cape, yeah.
Yeah, the covering
this,
and stuff.
This was actually my favorite Megatron. Was this one.
I'm sorry.
Which one is that?
That's the Revenge of the Fallen Megs.
This is the repaint, but the actual – I love the transformation, and they actually did a third-party company actually made a not so much of a gimpy arm, you know. Yeah. But I would like to see this one. I would like to see this one get – you know, because I would love to see the tank mode.
Yeah. Well, there's another Megatron that they could do that they – y'all remember the Voyager crab-looking Megatron that they did for Revenge of the Fallen? That was kind of like an inner between his previous mode and that one there. It was like a greenish teal. That was about, you know, like a little crab tank or something.
I don't remember that at all.
I'll see if I can find a picture, but you know, something, you know, that may be interesting. But you know, I don't want a Shockwave because he was like a flash in the pan. The Dinobots. Nah, I don't really want to see them in Masterpiece, and
but you know, right, we're going to.
You ready for Nerd Rage? I would love to see Devastator.
A movie, yes. Masterpiece Devastator?
Yes. Yes.
No. If they had individual robot modes,
huge.
If they had individual robot modes, I would probably go for that too.
Yes.
Otherwise,
individually, yes.
Other. Otherwise, basically, you'd be looking at giant RPMs. You just stand them up, and there's the robot mode sculpted on the box.
It's a masterpiece. They got to put more into it than that. You do the individual bots.
You would actually have to have the wrecking ball, too.
First masterpiece combiner. Don't look at me like that. You look like the fart thing he was talking about.
You look like Leader Megs now.
You just went.
Let's change gears here. Now, the movie Masterpiece line's kind of given us a new take on the Masterpiece. And we spoke several weeks ago about how the Masterpiece line has started to go more animation aesthetic over, you know, a combination. It started out more of a toy animation, toy aesthetic with an animation influence, and now it's more heavily influenced animation, especially like with the Plus releases, like the Red Alert. You know, they did the anime colors on it. And then the aesthetic of Inferno, Grapple, they're very cartoony looking in the robot modes. We have heard, you know, it's the He Tell Me, you know, it was in that interview, I think it was on TFW that had the interview with the designer from Takara, where they mentioned that they have Trailbreaker and Hoist on the drawing board. So I think there's a high likelihood that we're going to get Trailbreaker and Hoist. Where do you see the Masterpiece line going for 2018, early 2019? And also, where do you see the third party Masterpiece going? Do you see third? Let's go there first. Do you see third parties doing more movie style, try to compete with these guys, the movie Masterpiece, or do you see them continuing doing what they're doing and just more G1s ad nauseum?
Well, Brett, do you want to go first? Because I've got some thoughts, but I don't want to be. I may take a little while on my thoughts. You want to go first?
Okay, I'll be a little brief as far as. Okay, so your first question was, is what do I think they're going to do in 2018? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
What official? How do I say this? I'll go with the easy ones and say that they're definitely going to do, like you said, they're going to do Trailbreaker, Hoist, I think we're going to they're going to start with the line with the originals, and they're going to do all of them. You know, eventually, you're going to see all of them. I think you're going to do all of them.
Do you think they'll wind up doing the Dinobots? I mean, the fans toys versions sold like gangbusters, and the
how about this? Do I think they're going to?
That's what I asked.
I think they're going to do all of them. I think they're going to do them all. And I think that I personally would keep the ones I have, because after seeing Masterpiece Grimlock compared to some of the third-party ones, I like the third-party ones better. So I'm not going to be the guy that once they say Swoop and Slag or whatever they're going to call him, Slug. Whatever. I'm going to stick with the ones I have because I think they're very, very good representations of it.
Well, you know, I'm actually selling off a lot of my collection and everything. And my Fans Toys Dinobots are part of my Untouchables. I have no intention whatsoever of getting rid of those, especially Stomp. Stomp is like one of my top 10 figures of all time.
It's very good. It's very, very well done. I'm happy with all of them.
Yeah, I am too. But I mean, if I had to pick one, it'd be Stomp.
Those are the ones that I've kept. And yes, to answer your question, I think they're going to, but I'm not going to get them. I've always said that if an official comes out, I'll grab the official, and I'm going to get rid of my third party, and I've done that all the way up until I look at these guys, and I see them on the back wall, and they're huge. They line up perfectly with the others. I'm good with that. And then I look at how small the official Masterpiece Grimlock is, and I think the rest of them are going to be that small. They're not going to scale-wise. These do. So, no. Just, and the other thing is I have, I can't remember the name. You know I'm horrible with these. I've already got Trailbreaker and Hoist, and it's not the,
You have the Tauragus and the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't see how they can make them any better. So I'm keeping those. I mean, they look just like they did in the cartoon.
Sort of like Downbeat. You and I talked about Downbeat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm not changing that one. It looks just like it does in the toy or in the cartoon. I'm done. Yeah. I don't need them.
Yeah. So do you now, Brett, since we're talking about those, do you see them doing some surprises next year in early 2019? Let's talk about official. Do you see official Trailbreaker, Hoist, Jazz? Mm-hmm. Do you see those being announced?
I see all those. I see all the mini bots being done.
You see Jazz coming.
Huh?
You think you see Jazz coming?
I do. I know there's a lot of, it may not be what you want. You know, it may not be the Porsche that you want.
Yeah.
But I think they will. I mean, how long was it that they said they would never get a VW Bumblebee because of the copyrights and this and this and this? We got one. We got it.
It wasn't quite what we wanted. Exactly. You know?
It's just a different rendition. Yeah. But yeah, we got it.
But my theory is that's why we're getting Hot Rod was the Target Master that was just announced. They need some more time to get everything finalized for the next big reveal that's not a reissue or a repaint or another use of a mold, which could be Hoist, which could be Trailbreaker, which could be Jazz, which could be Mirage. We don't know. I'm just saying.
Right, but I'm also looking at also remember, and everyone knows this, you have third-party companies that make a specific product. And then you have Hasbro that makes a specific product with the intent to repaint it into these or remold it into these.
Yeah, third party don't care.
Until now. As of recently, a lot of toys have been manufactured and made with the intent of show exclusives, repaints, whatever. And I mean, look at all the different ones that they did. Like they did the what was that called? Phoenix, mm-hmm. Sphinx, and then they did one for TFCon Canada, one for USA. I'm sorry, but
each with different deco.
Right, and then they did a different one that was like all blue or something. I can't remember. All anyway, red. They knew this. I'm making this toy because I can do this, this, and this. So they're catching on. I mean, the third parties, I mean, the companies aren't stupid. They're playing off of. Now,
I'm still waiting for a Downbeat version or a Stepper version of Downbeat.
I guarantee they'll do it. It'll probably show up at one of these shows because that's the click now is to make it a show exclusive. That way you get in, the company gets in a foot on into the show and everyone goes there and it benefits both. It benefits both. Now, lost my train of thought. Oh, well, I'll go on to the other one. Minibots. Hasbro. Hasbro's doing the same thing. Hasbro, you know as well as I do that they're looking at third-party stuff. When they announce, and I go back to this all the time, when they announced Masterpiece Soundwave, when they heard that a third-party company was making it, they shut them down in their tracks. Well, they're looking at these things. They're looking at how well, the Dinobot combiners. You know how
it's
well
been said
did.
Time and again, I sincerely think, I don't care how much they deny it, I sincerely think Hasbro and Takara allow third parties to be out there simply because it's basically free market research for them.
I disagree. No, that I 100% disagree with. If you had heard all the banter about what to do against third-party items and all the money that was being spent towards stopping third-party items,
put themselves out of business.
I disagree with that. I think that it's one of those things that, what are you going to do? Okay, well, let's use it to our advantage. That's kind of what I think. You know, they're getting on board to where we do need to look at this.
They pay attention and use it yes. as market research, even right. though, since they can't do anything about it. It's like, okay, let's look at this and say, you know, the headmasters. You know, there's been a lot of third-party headmasters lately. What was the most recent line, the main gimmick?
Well, before you even get to that, think about it. What came out before the Titan Returns and all the headmasters
Combiners.
That... Well, wait a minute now. Before all that, all right, do you not remember Code?
Yeah.
It did great. All the headmasters that they made did great.
Yeah.
They looked at that. I guarantee they looked at that and they went, we could do that and we could do it cheaper. So then they made, you know, this guy. And, you know, is he Code? No. Is he Hollow? Yeah. Okay, what's the difference? $15. And that's what they do. They price point it and... They looked at the research and said that there's a market for headmasters. And I guarantee that's why you got that. They started looking at all the third-party combiners. They did that as well. I am sure, I am 100% sure that they look at that stuff. It's not that they condone it. It's that, well, it's already out there. We might as well use it to our advantage.
That's the point now where they can't do anything about it.
It's gotten out of control.
Yeah.
It is. Every time you turn around, and there's no offense, because there's, I've always said before, it's great for the consumer. The more people I have to choose from, the more variety, the closer I get to exactly what I want. And hopefully at the price point I want. But every time you turn around, there's a new third-party company coming up. This is popping up. They come up, so you ain't gonna stop.
Well, I mean, open and play Springer, you know, or Big Spring, you know, brand new company. I'm sure it's an offshoot of an existing company. I'm 98% sure of that. But you know, never heard of them, and here, boom, right out of the gate, a phenomenal product. Mm-hmm. I messed with one today. It was. I have to give it that. It was a great product. Good, nice, ratchety, clicky joints. You know, you could literally kick one of his legs out to the side and stand him on one foot with very little effort. You know, I mean, the balance of that toy was great. So somebody who knew what they were doing made that toy.
Okay, you know? I do have one thing that I was thinking of, and then I'm done. When you see, and I have no idea, this is 100% pure speculation, and if it happens, you can go, gee, you were right. And I'll say, yes, of course I was. Is when you find Hasbro Takara making a toy for a combiner, and they include in the box those little rubber feet that the third-party items do, the day that they do that, it's set in stone that they look at third-party items. Because it was a third-party company that came up with that.
Rick Alvarez himself says that Hasbro keeps a little notebook, a binder, with every third-party release that comes out. They pay attention to it. They look at it.
I guarantee they do.
Doesn't mean they 100%. Condone it, but they are fully aware of it. Don, what do you think? Where do you see the official and third-party lines going over the next year to year and a half?
Well, right now, third-party is in possibly the best place they've been since the overall inception of the idea, and the fact that, for good or for ill, the recent Hasbro leak, which none of us really condone the leaks. Because not just from a – I want to use the word journalistic standpoint. That's probably not the best word, but I'm very tired. But we would prefer to find out as the year went on to keep the momentum going, because it's very hard to be very hyped up now for a while because we've seen all the product, or at least the product that's slated for at least another 6 to 8 months, maybe longer. But they have been given a royal invitation to really wow their consumers. They know what Hasbro's planning. They know what it looks like. And they probably have a very good idea of what these price points are going to be, the budget concerns. And so they have an idea of what these figures are going to be doing at these price points. They need to look at offering something opposite of what Hasbro has been shown, because there are no beasts, there are no combiners except for what has been speculated in Power of the Primes with Darkwing, Dreadwing, possibly the Jazz things, the Alita One retool from Starscream that has the power point, the power core combiner. No, oh, I'm sorry. The Combiner Wars
connect. Oh, Lord.
Sorry. I saw something with Allspark Blue in my mind, just sort of when power cords are for
a second. That is a time we wish to forget.
Yes. Well, they weren't all that bad. Not all that bad. Well, anyway.
Now I'm making that face.
So third party needs to look at these areas. And again, we're coming up, for good or for ill, I'm using that term again, we're coming up on Armada's 10th anniversary. Not everybody likes it. From a fiction standpoint, Armada is not good. But from a toy standpoint,
there's some good stuff in there.
There is some good stuff in there. It's hidden, but there's some good stuff in there, and that is a lot of people's Generation 1. So they need to be looking at giving us better versions of the – see, they wouldn't be bound by making the gimmick. They could still include a mini-con figure that may activate a feature, but it's not as intrinsically detrimental the way some of these were
back in the day.
In
other words, it's not going to screw it up like it did.
Well, Don, you're talking about a lot about mainstream – mainline releases. Let's focus on Masterpiece, though. That's the point here.
Well, that's what I am, is because they've seen all the stuff that's being done. What's not being done is for the Masterpiece. Okay, they need to look at doing. For example, this is something I would like to see that I doubt we're going to see in the Masterpiece line. Car Robot Autobot Brothers. At the Masterpiece scale, those could be some phenomenal figures, given the extra space to work with without having as much kibble, not being able to be accounted for at the deluxe, say, price point. They need to look at giving us maybe a new kind of JRX. Again, this Masterpiece,
you see
this
that, Masterpiece scale. That is official, or...
Well, I see that as more third party, because I just don't see with the rights that with RID anyway, with the rights that are floating around that with the Disney and Hasbro and Takara and all that stuff, I don't think that's going to be addressed anytime soon. So I think we're going to see third party representations of that before anything officially. I would like to see third party look at maybe. Now, again, it's the aesthetic. Transformers Animated is one of the most solid, well-done shows in the past, let's say, 15 years, just as a round number, 15 years. But the aesthetic is what really drives a wedge between people who love Transformers but don't like Animated because of the aesthetic. Mm-hmm. But, say, a Masterpiece Animated Ultra Magnus. And for my friend Paladin, Omega Supreme from Animated, since we are getting we're getting two very good G1 Omegas. We've got the War for Cybertron Omega. We need an Animated Omega, because I believe that would be very popular as well. And again, that's all third party. Third party needs to look at Euro G2. Instead of Prime, instead of Nemesis Prime, instead of an Ultra Magnus. Give us a Thunderclash.
We've been seeing a lot. What is it? Make Toys, Maki Toy. It's doing Maki Toy. Galaxy 4 Starscream.
Right.
You know, I mean, so it's not outside the realm for them to start doing Unicron trilogy characters.
Yeah, but I think they're dipping. I think they're dipping into it to see, to test the market, to see if it's there. Yeah. If those sell, then they're going to go to the big boys. You're talking about something that was a really good seller when it first came out. And so now that they've improved it, they made it better, they're going to see if it'll sell. And it leads me to believe, you know, it makes me wonder if maybe if Hasbro started going towards Beast Wars, hint, hint, are they testing the waters to see if the third party companies are going to do the same?
And there already are some. Perfect Effect's been doing like Beast Guerrera and the Leonidas. Right.
So mm-hmm. I'm kind of thinking that it's more of a tit for tat. They're kind of like, well, let's see what they do if we throw these out. Well, can we not do anything for them about them being there, but let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, well, and they're trying that. And I do believe, Don, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine.
But I do believe that, you know, your RID and all that stuff is down the road because they also believe in moving on to the next G1. But they also. That's the other thing. They are competing for the same dollar that every third party company is, and so the difference is they have more restrictions than the third party companies do. So they have different guidelines, this, that, and the other. So they have to decide, we can't put one out there that three or four different third party companies have done and have it flop. You know, that could be my job. I got to come up with something that they haven't done yet.
I'll finish up the third party and I'll move to official, but you know, you're exactly right, Brett. But with third parties, we need to get I know G1 is the bread and butter, but basically you are literally beating a dead mock kick at this point in some cases. We need to look at
that. Was such a stink bomb.
Yeah. So we need to look
Leader
at
Max is snarling his nose up at that.
So, you know, we need to look at Euro G2. Give us a Thunderclash. Give us a Scorch. Give us the third-party Turbo Masters. The stuff that you can't get anymore. Because if you happen to say, call Megatoy Fan or message Megatoy Fan and say, hey, I need me a set of four Trakons or a set of four Lightformers or a set of four Turbo Masters. How much is that going to cost you for, like, say, four of those? How much, let's say, oh, I need me an Omega Supreme. How much is that going to cost you? We need
cheap.
Exactly. So we need third-party representations of these characters, especially the Euro stuff, especially the late Japanese stuff. Maybe not Sky Gary. Maybe, like, that Optimus Prime. Which one was it? The with the treads. I'm sorry, I'm very tired. I'm blanking on the Star Convoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a third-party Star Convoy. Maybe a new version of Grandis that isn't a brick.
Or an animated one.
Or an animated one, exactly. So third party can still, if they can tap into the market like they did with Carnifex, buying a G1 Overlord up until recently was going to cost you an absolute fortune. But something like Carnifex gave you a great representation of Overlord for a fraction of the cost. Again, we do have Overlord coming out now, which proves your point, Brett. It's like Hasbro said, we can give you what you want. It just takes a little more time to get there. Well, and they have said that in the past.
Okay, but I got a good one. And stop and think about this, because this is actually really, really true. Look at when they officially released Star Saber. And I'll be honest, I was shocked when I saw that. I don't know about you guys. I mean, it was shocked. The sales of that thing were horrible.
What was horrible. This again? I missed it.
Star Saber.
Star Saber.
I told you.
Yeah. So they were kind of like, we tried, but you guys didn't like it. Well, so what happened? A third-party company went, well, that's because you didn't make Victory Leo to make the,
it's like you
the
only,
combination.
You didn't go the full mile.
You didn't go the full amount. So now you got Simba, and that one flies off the – you know, that one sells great. So the point being is that Hasbro tried. I really do believe they dipped into that little niche of the Japanese G1, and we kind of, you know, stubbed our thumb at them and said we don't want that, because the sales weren't there, because the niche was kind of narrow. Yeah. That's what I believe.
Now, as far as official goes, that's where it gets a little weird, because we know they're going to keep going with G1. G1, Masterpiece.
Oh, G1's not going to go away anytime.
Yeah, it's not going to go away.
As long as it sells.
Because.
As long as it sells.
Because we are now getting these a friend of mine explained this to me. Well, we were having a conversation, and I'm not sure if I've said this before. Masterpiece figures now basically fit the image of the characters in our heads when we had them in G1.
More or less.
Like, I mean, for example,
Hasbro's really getting there too, because I tell you what, it was, and I said, well, yeah, Bobby, I tell you what, whenever I opened up Trypticon and got his leg assembled and put him up there on the table in front of me before I put his stickers on, it was quite frankly an emotional moment for me, because the imagery and the size of that toy that it invoked within me, the G1 fan in me, I would have gave anything to have that toy as a kid.
Yeah, well, if you remember when we started this whole conversation, I said I was very interested in the Trypticon because it reminded me so much of the G1.
Yeah.
So, yes, they are doing that. And I really – but they're a company. As soon as interest wanes, they're going to move on to something else. I swear to you. I know G1 might – you might think their G1 is their staple. It's their bound. They can always – you know, I'll puke this out, and I'll throw G1, 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 puke this out, whatever. And I know they'll buy that. As soon as, because, you know, collectors are finicky. As soon as we stop buying it, they're going to stop making it.
Yeah. Now, I think what we're going to be seeing is we're going to be seeing a few more of these oddball things interspersed between, as G1 starts getting to be more complete in Masterpiece, we're going to be seeing the more oddball thing, like a Beast every now and then, another G2 figure. Like, maybe once we get Jazz, we'd see a G2 coloration of Jazz. We've already got Inferno. There wasn't a lot of change for Inferno other than the tampos with the stickers at the time. Maybe a G2 Inferno, with it being a relatively easy repaint. Like you said, Duran, once we get a Jazz or a third party, we would be getting Ricochet. I think we're going to sooner or later see a retool of the Seeker mold, and I don't want them to redo the Seekers, because I think everybody is Seekered out, but I think we're going to see that.
They did it with the Classics mold. They'll do it with the Masterpiece.
Exactly. So that's coming as well.
They've already done it once.
Yeah. But I think for them to stretch out G1, I know there's still a lot of characters to do, but a lot of the iconic Autobots have been done as far as the deluxe, the that level cars. So to keep that spaced out, we're going to be looking at other things. Also, with them looking at, remember there was that poll that Star Saber was a part of. One of them was Armada Prime. One of them was my favorite guy, Robots in Disguise, Car Robot Prime. So I think you're going to be seeing these not G1 for us, but remember, Car Robots was G1 in Japan. So that may work with their plans. But that's what you're going to see. You're going to see G1 continuing, obviously. Duh, water is wet too. But you're also going to see these little oddball things popping up. Like, whenever we get a cup, we'll get a Target Master cup. Whenever we get a blur, we'll get a Target
but
Master
blur.
But
those are the givens. What right. Do you see them going off on a tangent in the next year and a half, though? Do you see them doing...
Well, what I'm saying is these.
Who thought they'd have a Shattered Glass Prime?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that these getting more of these oddball characters that aren't pure G1 is their tangent. That we're going to be seeing more of it interspersed in the line, more Beasts, maybe the Car Robot Brothers, maybe an Armada Prime, maybe a Victory Leo, maybe. But we're going to be seeing more, not pure G1, and that is their tangent.
I agree. But you also have, like you said, all the repaints, all the retools, any of that stuff. That's what they're going to do. That's exactly what they're going to do. But I really do believe that they've got something going with the Beast Wars series. And granted, yes, I'm a little biased. I like the Beast Wars, but I really do believe they're trying to, okay, our G1 fandom is kind of, and let's face it, it's kind of shrinking a little bit. Okay, what's the next? Okay, Beast Wars. Okay, we need it this big. It's getting this big. Let's make it this big. So I don't know how big the Beast Wars fandom is. I think it's pretty big. And then they're going to move on. And there's nothing to be said. That's not a slant against Beast Wars, but I'm just saying they're going to try and keep, you know, they want to keep it fresh. They want to keep it new, and they want to keep people buying. So I 100% believe that you're going to get your RID, you know, and you're going to get your Car Brothers, you know. And unfortunately, I think some way, shape, or form, you're going to get what was that one? The shark?
Oh, Skybite?
Skybite.
Unfortunately, I think you're going to see that piece of crap. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's going to happen. I really do. It's just, that's okay. I just won't buy it. So,
but the thing of it is, though, the days in which we're saying, oh, Hasbro, Takara, they'll never do that, those days don't exist anymore, because we're getting Overlord. We're getting a Hot Rod that becomes Rodimus Prime. We're getting Dark Wind and Dreadwing.
And repaints of what? Buster and Hydra.
Oh yeah, that's a given. And recently, Takara just announced released pre-orders. We haven't seen any pictures yet of Takara Legends Overlord, which you know is going to be very Master Force ish to go with Genrai.
Master Force I.
Master Force I. That's where I think third part. That's where I think official is going to be going more tangents out of G1, interspersed into the line, seeker mold, redone. We're going to get a blaster. We'll eventually get a twin cast, because we've seen Ramhorn. What good is Ramhorn without a blaster? So, I mean, again, like water is wet, but you're going to see G2 Inferno. You're going to see Beast Wars Megatron, probably the Barney version. I'd prefer the Transmetal version, but apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, you're going to see them all. Eventually, and if they have repaints and recolors and retools and all that, you're going to see those as well. And I agree with you. You know, it's in chronological order that you're going to go from, you know, the G1/G2 phase, Beast Wars, which is where we're at kind of now. I don't know if they're going to.
I kind of think they'll hop around a lot more.
I think at that point you're going to see your Armada, your RID, your Cybertron. Because at that point, I think they're going to say it's so close together in years that they want to get everybody, at least if they're smart.
All the favorites.
Exactly. So you're going to hit your top, you know, your top two.
And it's like, how many of us really, you know, I'm sure, you know, there's one person out there that wants this really well. A Masterpiece Hotshot.
I know of one person.
Yeah, but we're probably the same person. But I'm saying
they couldn't make it tonight.
but I'm saying that's two people then. a Masterpiece version of Hotshot would probably give us one of the first really good versions of that toy, because the Armada version wasn't that great. The Generation version had problems.
It was okay. It was a definite improvement.
Yeah, but again, there are characters where that extra mass that a Masterpiece price point will give you would solve. It's like Generations Megatron. If that thing had been a Voyager like he was originally planned, or a Leader, he would have been a lot better figure. Now he's one of the most hated figures in Generations because of you're cramming that engineering in a package that's too small.
I will say one thing. If they do a Hotshot, Now, granted, the Generations one that came with the little helicopter, right?
Yeah, that's the
put on his back.
Yeah, that's the Hinkai version.
Yeah, I would love for them to do a masterpiece to where that would still go onto the back. I think that would be a nice little nod. Not that, you know, we're talking way down the road. I actually like that. I thought that was a decent toy, and I love that gimmick. That was one of the gimmicks that actually kind of went, yeah, that's kind of neat, you know. Yeah. Didn't detract too much.
And also, one thing I would like to see is the third parties look at going to doing – now, again, Takara is one thing. Bandai is another. But if they start looking at other lines outside of Takara and Hasbro to make a transforming robot part of their motif, you've got Machine Robo. You've got Brave series they could do. But again, you're poking a
Voltron.
Whole different
Voltron.
Well, I don't know about that because as popular as Voltron is,
Shogokin.
I got a feeling World Events Enterprises would be all over that thing like they were the vehicle Voltron.
Have you seen the Jigoken line? I mean,
yeah,
the whole.
Yeah.
I mean,
but that's license. You know, that's license.
I know it is, but I mean, you there's not but much it, more you could do.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. It's just done so much.
Right.
So,
but I'm just saying,
maybe make it cheaper. That
right.
would be nice.
But if you look outside Takara and Hasbro, third party could do like Duran. You and I both love Machine Robo. So does Brett.
Oh, I love him.
Would you not like to see a third party Tux?
Yeah, wouldn't be bad.
Only if it had the hat.
Wouldn't be bad.
Yeah,
gotta have the hat.
Yeah, third. I mean, the ones that we can't get from Action Toys because they can only do Revenge of Kronos figures. You know, a Pathfinder. The him again, that one there is impossible to get for what? Would you say if you found one less than $200, Brett, would you be lucky?
Cooper?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cooper's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you could generally get him, well, you know, over 100. You can't get him for, well, you know, no, there's no way.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, and he's small. He doesn't do much, but he's neat, you know, and Apollo. Yep. I just happen to have these here because I love them.
Well, Apollo. I've got Apollo too. I got lucky with Apollo. I got him for like $20, I think, at the time.
And they just the third party company just did.
It's licensed. It's licensed.
It is licensed. Yeah. The Snoop that they got for this, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. There's so many they could have done. I mean, who wouldn't like a nice little three wheeler? Come on now,
Mr. Moto.
Yeah, and that's the main reason I kept him because I like the name,
Mr. Moto.
Yeah.
Hello, Moto.
Hello, Moto.
So that's who if third party looks at, again, they're not Transformers, but if you like transforming robots, does your collection have to be just Transformers?
Mine isn't.
Yeah. It's like there's figured. It's like those Machine Robos that cost so much
money. My entire bottom shelf down here is like Voltron and Turtles.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Shogun Warriors.
Yeah.
I would love to see some love there. I'm not really sure what they could do, but
again, unfortunately, those companies may be a little more proactive than what Takara and Hasbro would be. So that may be why we haven't seen a lot of this stuff branching out into those other series. Because
it might be that, you know, these companies are staying on familiar ground. You know what I mean? They're not willing to tread.
Well,
there has
been some third party turtle stuff. Like that Shredder and then the Krang. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a turtle fan, but the Shredder looks incredible and the Krang looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought Usagi Yojimbo. That's the first turtle I've bought in.
Well but let me ask you something. Do you not think that maybe who has that turtle license?
Playmates.
Same people that have the Voltron, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So they might be looking at those two figures going, you know what? I see a little problem on the horizon here. Maybe we better up our game and make a better Krang and make a better Shredder. And so they'll come back to us. And so in the end, as I've said before, who ultimately wins? Consumer.
The originator. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we do too. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, it's like, for example, now this is something of a tangent, but one of my favorite lines from the past, say, 20 years that's not Transformers related, Exo Squad. We'll see. I know, but I would love to, if Playmates is not going to, and those, unfortunately, with the amount of plastic in Exo Squad, they would cost a fortune, I think, nowadays to be reissued. But I would like to see a third party try to do an Exo Squad type line.
Well, here's my problem with Exo Squad, and I'm biased on this point, is I absolutely 100% love Robotech Mactross. And I would love to see a third party company tackle that. But Exo Squad took a lot of elements from Robotech, and that kind of made me sour.
Well, that was at the end in which that whole thing got muddled at the end with what, but I don't remember the whole story behind that. But if you ignore that last little bit of line, that last what happened with those with that blending, and look at the core first couple waves of Exo Squad
with the exosuits,
exactly. That's what I like to see, and I'm kind of saying the same thing for third party. They need for Transformers. Look at the stuff. Look, and I'm focusing on Euro G1/G2. But I'm saying those molds we don't know where they're at. Hasbro has not reused them. Every year at BotCon, I put down, and I even talked to Lenny on several occasions. Please talk to Rick, and I talked to Pete on several occasions. Please talk to Hasbro. Find these Euro G1 molds. Yeah, they don't have but 5 or 6 points of articulation, but if they still exist and can be used, we need to get these toys out so people can enjoy them in some fashion without spending $1,000 for a set of 4 figures.
Mm-hmm.
But since that's not available, apparently I would have think if the molds were still available or viable, we would have seen something by now. So third party, give us your Action Master Elites. Give us your Turbo Masters. Give us a Masterpiece Thunderclash.
We're throwing down the gauntlet. Do it. Do it.
Well, I'm glad they're doing a Road Seizer now. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, well, I've got the first part right here.
Raging Bull. I haven't picked it up yet.
That's the yellow one, right?
And they even went retro with the boxing, the box style, too. That's what I like.
Yeah, I ordered when Ages 3 and up put the Diaclone version up. I went ahead and ordered one because I just like the way that one looked. But I like this version of the hoist. This is the unique
artifact.
It's the last one that came out.
Oh, the X9.
Yeah, that's. This is the one I like, but I did like the way the Diaclone version looked on the TFCon version. That's why I got it. But I'm waiting for the official Trail, because Trailbreaker is a very important one of my favorite G1 Transformers, even though he was almost in nothing. So that's why I'm waiting for the Hasbro version to see, because I want the best version of Trailbreaker I can get.
And that's fine, but I cannot see how they can make it any better than that one. It's just so good looking. You know,
we thought about that with the alternators. We got classics. Thought about that with classics. We got masterpiece.
True. Well, Don, you and I, how many renditions of Bruticus are we going to go through saying this is the best one yet?
And then they come and out now look better. At unique toys. Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I am looking at that.
Yeah. Well. Also, I'm more interested in the DX9 Warren Pot, the small Bruticus, because for the size, it looks fabulous. I wouldn't mind
getting that one to have it on the desk.
Yeah.
Just a nice little desk toy.
Because
looking at unique toys, and the best part is because that one is so anime looking, I could put it next to Warbitron and have two renditions.
And let's face it.
So I don't have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You just can't take Warbitron and put him on the shelf on the table and start playing with him.
Exactly.
That's really
That's
not
I'm saying.
Something you can do.
This little one, I wouldn't mind getting just to have him right here, because I do. I got a couple little, you know, knickknacks, this, that, and the other that I fumble with and mess with. But most of the big guys kind of stay in the case.
Well, Duran, I ran on way long. I'm sorry. What about you?
I kind of see them hopping around a bit. You know, I think I've said over the course of the show pretty much what I think. You know, I see them continuing to do G1 for at least... I see G1 being a viable thing for at least another 5 to 10 years. Because, let's face it, as Brett alluded to earlier, G1 fans, the G1 core is shrinking. We're getting older. A lot of us are either getting out of the fandom or, like me, paring down on our collection. And they're not buying as much as they used to. However, I don't see it completely going away. There's always going to be a market for the original characters, especially as much as they're keeping them in the limelight now. You know, G1 is as relevant now as it was 35 years ago, in my opinion.
Well, that's a problem. That's in your opinion.
Yeah.
That's not in everyone's
opinion. Well, I'm not saying that it's the paramount thing.
No, I agree, but
it's out there. I mean, look at the main masterpieces now. They're all G1. Almost all G1. With the exception of a couple Beast Wars in there now.
Well, that's them dipping their toe in the water to test it. I guarantee it.
But, you know, and then look at Titan Returns, Combiner Wars, The Generations. G1 characters are as mainstream now as they were 35 years ago. And I dare anybody to argue that point right now, just looking at what we have on the shelves. However, I just don't see that as a trend going forward. I see them going more, as far as Masterpiece is concerned. You know, in the next 5 to 10 years, I see them doing more Beast Wars on the official side. I see eventually them doing predominantly the entire on-screen cast. I can see them doing the on-screen cast within the next 10 years. However, third party, I see them bouncing a lot more around. We're going to get a lot of Unicron Trilogy from time to time. We're going to get possibly, you know, like Don said, we're going to get some RID homages in there. You know, we've already gotten the waters tested with the Haiku a couple years ago with the KFC Haiku on the Captain Shark mold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not outside the realm for them to do RID characters. Well, and then Fans Hobby, you know, Scourge, you know, that is like one of the best examples right now. I'd be remiss if I didn't even mention that. And well, also Fans Hobby doing the G2 Laser Prime. So even G2's getting a little third party masterpiece style love. So I see them continuing the trend. Over the next year and a half, I see maybe a few Unicron trilogies. I see Perfect Effect doing maybe another Beast Wars character. And possibly something else from G2 from Fans Hobby. I could see them doing that, or Make Toys doing a G2 version of Downbeat. So... it would be, I think they're going to continue the status quo. Looking further down the road, I see third parties going almost more exclusively, like Unicron Trilogy and later. Who knows, they may even dip into Universe for some repaints. Because once you start getting into the later years, you start getting into a lot more repaint potential because, Universe... the early Universe line, that's all it was repaints of earlier toys. So, you know, you got built-in redecos, especially if they do Unicron Trilogy, like Armada. You got the Armada regular release, and then you got the Power Links version, or whatever they called it later on, which they had basically the exact same toy, just different color scheme. So there's going to be a lot of hopping around. I can't put it any other way. Well, I think we've...
I agree. I think Don and I both agree to that. Yeah.
I think we've kind of beat this topic into the ground, and kind of interested in what you guys have to say on the matter. There's been some great comments in the live chat tonight. I want to thank everybody that's joined in and mentioned some stuff on there. If you are listening to us on a later viewing of the YouTube version, or even if you're listening to us on the audio version, you can follow us on Twitter at TFYLP and send us a tweet, whether direct message or just mention us. If you like what you're hearing or want to comment on it, you can do so on there as well. Or also on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/TFYLP. Got quite an active group going on there as well. Guys, you have any closing thoughts on the topic tonight?
Just at this point, it's just going to be a wait and see on what happens next.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I 100% agree with that. Actually, I was talking to a couple guys, Lotus Stark, and I don't remember who else it was. Was it Transformers New Fan that I was talking to? Yeah. And basically, I'm horrible at it because, you know, I can't wait for anything. But it always wait, get all your options out in front of you. That way you can make the best decision on the toy that you want. If I had any one bit of knowledge that I don't listen to, it would be that. Wait.
Listen to Brett.
No, Brett listen. Don't do what I do. So I just don't do it.
You're a do hypocrite. What he says. Yeah, don't do as I say, don't do as I do. Yeah.
Exactly, because I wind up with a lot of crap. So I do.
Absolutely. Programming note, we're going to try and have a episode next week. We're going to try to pre-record one. I will not be available next Saturday, and where Brett's computer is still on the fritz, it's difficult for me to do the broadcast. So without me being available, I won't be able to broadcast. So we're going to try to get a pre-record done at some point this weekend or during the week, and try to get one for you next Saturday. However, with it being the summer and very difficult to get a cast together, as you can see, there's only three of us tonight. If we can't get one, I will post it on our Twitter and Facebook. And let you know ahead of time, and I'll apologize ahead of time if we can't get one. But we're going to make every effort to get an episode out next Saturday, although it will be pre-recorded. I want to thank everybody who joined us this evening via the live show, and if you're listening to us on the downloadable version, please be sure to subscribe and rate us on your favorite podcast outlet, whether it be iTunes or Google Play, or Stitcher, wherever you're at, please be sure to subscribe to us and rate us on there. It helps people find us, and helps show us that you love us, because we love you.
Yay. You know you love me. Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you next time on TFYOP. Good night, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Later.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.